weiter in Chas. We are in Bovabasa of Kuf Samach Beis. Picking up on Kuf Samach Alephim Beis, but about the page. Four lines up from the bottom. We had mentioned that Rav Yochanan said that if there is some sort of, someone makes, they erase a document a little bit, part of the shtar, there's some sort of erasure that goes on over there, then as long as it's something which isn't big enough to have erased, shririn v'kayamin, that this is, you should be upheld, then you are in a, you're okay. Now we take it further with this. I'm Revizik Bar Yosef from Yochan. Kol ha-mechakin kulan tzarech shichtov v'dein kiyuman. Whenever a sofer decides to go and make some sort of erase, they erase something because they have to go fix it up with some sort of error of sorts, they have to write at the end of the shtar and v'dein kiyuman, and this is a certification. He has to put all the things that he erased when he was making. He has to put it there. V'tzarech shiyachsor me'inyonu shel shtar b'shita achrona, and then he has to go and re-say, he has to yachsor again me'inyonu from the main part of the shtar in the final line, Mishita Achrona, the final line of the shtar. My timer. What's the reason for that? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samach Beis. Amar of Amram, Zoktor of Amram, the Fisha Ein the Maiden Mishita Achrona. Because we don't learn anything from the last line of a shtar. Says the Rashbam as follows. Take a look at the top right over there. Amar of Amram, the Fisha Ein the Maiden Mishita Achrona. Repay Sheena Eidem Yecholim Likarev Chasimasam Kol Kach Besamach. When people, the Edom are going in, they're writing on the bottom, when they're doing their signatures on the bottom, they can't do it too close. You know, they're not able to get it right up to the actual shtar with that thing that are written over there. And they leave a little bit of space between the shtar and the chasima itself. If a person can go in, they can forge. They can go in to add a line over there. V'hilkach, and therefore, tikkun rabbanon lachsir minyano shel shtar b'shita achrona labilti sheyechdav ba davar atzarech, right? So you don't want to be able to go ahead and to add anything over there. So therefore, you have to write from that inyan over there, and right, we don't learn anything out from that thing. The end. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Amram. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Amram minalacha. Where do we know this din? Where do we get this idea that we just said that you don't learn out anything from the last line that's written over there? Amar Lei said the Tanya will learn to Nabraisa. Right, since we don't learn anything out, so if you just write from the inyan of what was actually in the actual star, you just kind of like repeat a little bit at the end. So where do we know that from? Amar Lei said the Tanya will learn to Nabraisa. Herchika Sa'edim Shtei Shitim Naksav. Let's say the signature of the Edim are two lines from the text of the actual star. Then what's the din? Puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. Shita achas kasher, but that's one line that's going to be kasher, right? Because if you have a two-line gap over there, then that gives the opportunity to be mezayif to go ahead and to forge and add stuff in afterwards. They can fill in both these lines, and then they'll just learn that from the first line over there. And this shtar is going to be no good, says the Rashbam. This is no good even if, right, so says the Rashbam, let's read inside. Imein kasav bo shir v'kayim, afil yesh edim shalo nosav po davar, even as edim say that nothing was added in over there, ziyuf, right, and there's no davar ziyuf that's added there. I mean, komakom hai shtar chaspa be'almo, it's considered like a piece of pottery, it's nothing. Shalo nasa ketikun chachamim kamilva al peh damya. It's considered like it's a milva al peh. It's no good. My shnash nishitim. Now, why is it that the two things are going to be no good? Because the mezayif for kasef, because maybe he's going to be mezayif, he's going to do a ziyaf, he's going to falsify something there, and write something that's not true. Shita achas nami mezayif for kasef. Well, one line should also be no good, because you can be mezayif over there also. Elalav shmamina, must be learned out that ain lemeidem mishita achrona. You don't learn from the last one, and that's why they'll write the first one will be the fake which we're going to get stuck with, and the second one will just be, you know, to mess things up a little bit. The shaylako, we don't go with it. Shma mina, right? So we come out from this clearly that if the din that we said that ain lemeidem mishita achrona, we don't learn out from the last shtekel, from the last line. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samach Beis, Amud Beis. Ibailu, Shito Mechsamai. What happens if it's a line and a half? What would be the din in such a situatia? Let's take a look and see. Let's say the signatures of the Edom were two lines from the text. Possible, no good. Hashita mechza kasha. That implies that shita mechza is going to be good. In fact, the Rebbe Yosef shita achas kasha. If it's one line the between the star, the content of the star and the signatures, then it's going to be good. Shita achas with the kasha. The one hashita mechza possible. So the mashmos of each direction are contradicting each other. Ela mehal leklamishim. We can learn it from there. My havela. So what type is it then? What's halacha? Toshima, 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 Toshima. The time went to the Braisa. Here, Chikas Seidim, Shtei Shitim, and Aksav, Apostle. If the Chasima of the Edom were two lines, then it's going to be away, then it's going to be Apostle. Pachas, kind of less than that, Kosher. So, this Braisa is saying the what? That anything which is less than two lines is going to be good. And therefore, one and a half, Shitaka, be good. Hayu Arbav, Chamish Edom, Chasuma, Lashtar. If there were four or five Edom that are signed on the Shtar, v'nimsa echad meyam karov apasel, and one of them turns out to be, it's a karov, or a psul, teskayim edus b'shar. Then what we do is we uphold the edus with the rest of the people over there. So that is, just because of the fact that we have people that don't work in that Shtar as Edom, it's not going to knock it out, because we could say that he was using up the space between the Shtar and the signatures. Messiah lechiskia, and this braisa supports Chiskia, the Amar Chiskia, milahu bekrovim kasher. If let's say the sofer, those two spaces in between, let's say he filled it up with krovim, right? Milahu bekrovim kasher, then it will be kasher. Val tisma. And don't be a little bit in a state of be shocked over here, right? That, if you were to leave a blank, it would be possible to fill up with edim that are possible, then it's going to be kosher. Sharia avir sukkah posa b'shloshim. Because we know that when it comes to sukkahs, right? This is a throwback to Masechta Sukkah, daf Yud Zayin. We know that if you have the air, if you have avir, airspace, of three tfachim in the roof of a sukkah, it's going to be no good. But because you can't have that open area. But schach pasul, posul barba. But pasul stuff is going to pasul only if it's four tefach wide. So just as an open space in a sukkah is worse than a case of schach pasul being put over there, therefore, the empty space is going to be worse than signatures that are not able to be used. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.